China does have a massive air pollution problem. It's a threat to people's health, especially in major Chinese cities where low visibility days and smog alerts are frequent. For the people who live in one of those cities, it might seem like a hopeless mess. But in at least one city, some residents are taking a do-it-yourself approach to the problem. Rebecca Cantor reports from the city she herself calls home, Shanghai.
Okay, it's time to go. Can we get your shoes on, please?
Weekday mornings, I get my 2-year-old daughter ready to go to daycare. On bad air days, I pull out the tiny face mask I've bought for her.
Do you want to wear your face mask?
She actually likes wearing it, and it does look cute on her. But it's depressing.
I'll put mine on too.
Each time I put it on her, I'm reminded of the risks we're taking with her health by living here. Instead of just feeling hopeless, though, some people in China are taking matters into their own hands. They're building their own DIY air filters.
So this is when you use your little pliers, and you get to play dentist, you know?
In a small coffee shop in Shanghai, a bunch of people are learning how to do it. They watch a PowerPoint presentation, and then out come the pliers.
Like, and it kind of just comes off like you're removing teeth.
And then the mini saws.
So like what you want to do is just kind of slow and steadily saw it off.
Each attendee removes the front of a fan and then saws off an unwieldy piece of plastic. Then they secure a HEPA filter to the front with a Velcro strap.
And guess what? You just built your own basic DIY kit. It's really easy. So give yourselves a round of applause. Great job, guys.
The whole process takes just a few minutes. And it makes everyone in the room wonder, why do commercial air filters here cost upwards of $1,000 US?
Our main goal is education. I mean, people need to know that protecting yourself from air pollution is not rocket science. It's cheap and it's easy.
That's Gus Tate. He's an American who runs Smart Air, the company that organizes these workshops. He's a would-be Chinese teacher and a stand-up comedian who sort of fell into the business after a friend started doing experiments building homemade air filters. They did some research and found they stack up surprisingly well to the expensive brand name ones. Smart Air sells simple air filters for just $30, and they'll send you the parts if you want to put it together yourself. The big aha moment comes when Gus pulls out a high-tech particle counter that measures how well the air filter is working. The group watches as the numbers drop dramatically.
I think it's when you see the numbers actually go down on the particle counter. I think that's, you know, when people are like, oh, right, duh. You see the thing, and most people are like, huh, like that's going to work. And then you go like, oh, wait, how could it not work? That's what an air filter is.
The company has also posted all their research and instructions online for anyone who wants to source the materials themselves. That's how my friend Anthony got started on his air filter hobby.
But next time, maybe I will get even stronger fan to improve my product.
Anthony works as a chef, but at home, he likes to tinker on his own DIY projects. Lately, he's been trying to improve on the air filter kit he ordered online. So far, he's built 2 different filters, and he has plans for more. He says even if he could afford to buy an expensive model, he wouldn't.
I always like to do things with my hands. You know, also, this will be much cheaper, and I can get lots of fun. And I learned a lot of idea about this filter. I think all those Chinese products, it's basically same idea, but they charge much more, you know. So why just do my own one?
Anthony says his air filters have given him a sense of control over the pollution.
At least when you feel hopeless, there's some hope, you know. And then maybe it doesn't really work, but at least, I feel a little bit better for myself. You know?
There are others here in China working on creating an affordable air filter that anyone can build. And that's a good thing, because even though the Chinese government says it's tackling the air problem head on, experts say it'll take years to see results. In the meantime, Jing'e Brewing Company in Beijing offers another kind of DIY relief. Their newest beer on tap is Airpocalypse IPA. When pollution levels go up, the price of the beer goes down. And if the air quality index crosses 500, literally off the charts, the beer is free. So I guess even on the worst China smog days, there's still something to feel happy about. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther, Shanghai.